none of you people can tell me to stop. Lower the lights down, hand over my crown, hand over my heart. I do this for my town, I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop. Turning the track up, I'll never go back down. Hand over my heart, I do this for my town, I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to Next Gen Radio. This is a talk show where we bring you the fun facts about fitness, health, diet, and exercise. This is episode number 79, and I'm your host, Mike Ercolano. I'm here with my usual co-host, Kelly Krause.
Hello.
And someone very special to us.
Hello.
Mr. John Esposito. He's back. It's been a while since he's been on the show, but hopefully now with our new schedule change, we can get him on some more shows more consistently moving forward. Because like I said before we start recording, he just makes us all sound smarter when he's on the show.
Yes.
It feels good to be back.
Yeah, good. Well, it's great to have you.
You look good in your seat over there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So, what's been new since the last time you've been on the show? You've been doing some bench pressing, we hear?
A lot of bench pressing. Yeah. Way too much bench pressing. I've been a little sore every day. It's consistently the only workout I'm only sore after. Which I don't aim to be sore after workouts, but that's consistently the one workout I'm always sore afterwards.
Well, what you're doing and the way you're doing it, yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of volume in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
One time a week, right?
Yeah, one time a week. Mm-hmm. I make sure I hit bench press at least two to three times, like two times otherwise. But that's my one major day. Most weight, most time under tension, everything like that. So
okay. So, you've been doing that like test thing, right? The 100 bench test. You've been going up in weight. You're training, bench 2 to 3 times a week, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, 2 to 3 times, but that's my one actual main lifting bench press day is today.
Gotcha. So is that why you're sore? Is because the volume you're doing or the amount you're doing? Or are you always just sore from benching?
It's always just sore from this Tuesday bench day. My other days when I bench, never really an issue.
Got you. So it's just a high volume 100 rep day.
Absolutely.
Well, rightfully so.
And it makes it consistent. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you, when you're done, what kind of cool off recovery do you do from it?
Stretch, roll most times. A lot of times I use the massage gun if I have it on hand, and that's typically my only three.
All right. You could use a massage gun yourself, I guess, on your chest, right?
On
your pecs.
Yeah, on the chest makes it pretty easy. I get into a lot of my like common stretch positions, and I make sure I relax as much as I can. It's just light pressure is all I need. Nice. Just enough to get the tension out of there, get some blood flow into the area.
Mm-hmm. Great. Do you, Kel, I'm pointing. I forgot we're on a podcast, not a video. have you ever used the massage gun?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good on problem areas, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Christina's used it on you quite a bit, hasn't she?
Yeah, last week, yeah. Yeah. I had some issues.
So, I mean, I think everybody knows at this point what we're kind of talking about, the massage therapy guns. We're kind of coming up with the name, I guess, massage therapy.
I like the massage.
The hypervolt, yeah.
I have massage gun therapy.
Massage gun therapy.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I like that. It's a lot better than gunning.
Yes.
We were using the word gunning for a while, and we don't like that term. So massage gun therapy.
Yeah.
And that's the topic of today's show, because we've seen, at least I've seen from the sidelines, you using it, talking to John, you using it more and more on our clients before and or after the workouts.
Absolutely.
And they've been popularized for a little while now. I mean, you could buy them at like Dick's Sporting Goods now.
It's gotta be a few years now. Absolutely.
They started out pretty expensive, right?
Yeah,
they were like $300-$400, right?
Yeah.
Like Michelle had one for her physical therapy place. That's where we first think were introduced.
The Hypervolt I had was $250, the first one I got.
Right, and you probably got it on sale too, because I think I did like a flash sale. We had one here, walked away with other things. When things disappear out of here. But we did have one here for a while. I bought it on like a Black Friday deal for like $300. But the price has definitely come down a lot now, I think.
Well, absolutely.
And everybody has them now.
Everyone has them.
Yeah, the travel size one. My cousin goes around with one of those.
Right. So with these, I think they've been a great tool that everybody could essentially have access to now. And like I said, I see you using it a lot on our clients before and after. Can you just do a quick overview of like the benefits of it, either before or after, or actually both?
Yeah, I mean, when we use it before, a lot of the times it's actually to bring some blood flow and actually awaken muscles, because you're getting that stimulus to the muscle, whether it is just squeezing the muscle or just having some kind of something rapid like that hitting the muscle. gets the nerves firing up, the muscles react to that, and it's a great way to get specific muscles turned on. But also, if you have muscles that are a little bit on the tense side, you can tend to do more static holds on those positions, keeping pressure almost like a massage therapist would with their thumb, mm-hmm. but at a lighter pressure, and does the same exact kind of thing. It's good to ease those knots out without actually turning off the muscles completely.
Right, which is a great tool or a great way to start your workout. Right? Yeah. You don't want to go for like a deep tissue massage before your workout, right? Because like you said, you'll walk out of there with, you know, probably most of your muscles turned off and you'd be being in more of a you know, a relaxed state, right?
Yep,
you,
absolutely.
You get in that parasympathetic state.
Yep, more risk for injury, less productive value out of your workouts.
Right. But keeping the intensity a little bit lower with those massage guns, they're actually, it kind of flips it and makes it a really good thing to do before a workout, especially if you're a little bit sore, you have some areas of tightness, of soreness. Of course. You know, just like anything else in warm-ups and corrective work, it's not a cure, but it's something to put you in a good state of trainability for that day.
Absolutely.
Now, what would you suggest before a workout? A foam roller or a massage gun therapy session?
I would depend.
Does it depend?
Yeah, it would probably depend on like severity of muscle tension. Okay. So if you tend to be somebody who has really tonic muscles, so your muscles just really stiff and there's a lot of tension, that physical tension that you can feel, mm-hmm. you're more likely to lead towards like a lacrosse ball or a foam roller, something more stiff and directly onto the pressure.
Okay.
That you can sit and hold for a minute, minute and a half, and be able to move around more, like a greater point. Mm-hmm. But the massage gun is good for like really specific spots. Like I have a typical knot in the top right corner of my pec always, and it takes me forever to get that out if I try using a foam roller or a lacrosse ball. Mm-hmm. But I can hit the general area and I can always feel that muscle tension come down. Because it's not like a physical knot. I'm not stuck in there, but it's a stuck point. Mm-hmm. That's something better for that end. But right. If you're somebody who's got really, really deep knots, yeah, you want to use a lacrosse ball or foam roller.
Yeah, and the go off of that, it's essentially what your goal is from it. Because most people use foam rollers wrong. Foam rollers are not meant to just like, I mean, they're all meant to roll, I guess, but it's not really necessarily meant as like a warm-up. In fact, it really doesn't really do too much for your muscles as a warm-up.
It's an assistant to your warm-up.
It's an assistant. But most people, you know, one thing, they just roll around on a foam roller for, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, probably halfway looking at their phone, mostly just mm-hmm. rolling on their back. But it's the purpose of foam rolling using a lacrosse ball is to actually turn off the signal to that muscle or turn off the signal to that area so that it can relax and we could drive some blood flow in there and help it recover or wake up a little bit. It's not just warming your muscles up before you do stretching. That's how most people use foam rollers. So using the gun is actually better if you're looking for something as a more direct warm-up for that muscle mm-hmm. area, because you could with that compulsion or that whatever you with that vibration that's giving that direct blood flow to that area, and it's doing actually the opposite of then turning it off like a foam roller or a lacrosse ball, a tennis ball is supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So most people use foam rollers wrong. Most people don't understand that it's really not just to roll up and down your legs and your back and feel a little bit better. I mean, look, that's how I use it sometimes, and I just do it to feel better. Like,
of course,
there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm also knowing that I'm not making any changes in my body to help with my workout. It's just making me feel a little bit better, crack my back, you know. But I know that, like, I have other things built into my workout, right, and my warm up. So it's important for people to understand that. And I, you know, I didn't even think that was going to come up in this conversation. It was a great question because most people, like I said, do use the foam roller incorrectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but you know, if you're looking for that specific warm up, like I really think the gun, the massage gun is great for before a workout.
Absolutely.
You know, just taking 10 minutes before a workout, either hitting the areas that you're going to be training that day or hitting, like you said, hitting trouble areas that may be tight from the day before.
Of course.
Or a little inhibited. Like if, let's say you did some squats the day before and you have a bench press day and your, you know, glutes are a little sore, hitting your glutes will help your bench press because it will,
absolutely,
you know, give you that better base. So
I'm glad you actually brought up the point of the gunner being a little bit better for mm-hmm. your warm-ups, because I'll use a little combo of both.
Right.
I'll use the foam roller maybe 5-6 minutes at most. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll sit on there for 10 minutes, same thing, to feel better.
Right.
But I use that in conjunction with the gun, with activation exercises, stretching exercises, but it's in relation with, not
right
using one after the other separately.
Right, it's not isolated.
Yeah, so I'll use the lacrosse ball or the foam roller for that exact thing to get that tonic muscle down, to turn that off. And then you still want to fire up those muscles you just turned off, but that's after you lengthen them a little bit. You get a little stretch going on there, and then you can even gun after you stretch to bring back that turned off muscle, bring a little bit of blood flow back in there, and helps open up again.
Right. Yeah, so it's really, you know, just like, I guess, a lot of other things in fitness, something becomes popular, everyone grabs it, buys it, uses it, and 90% of people use it incorrectly, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I've been using the massage gun for probably 2 years now on my an at-home client. In fact, it was your fault because you brought it one day when you came in to work with him, and afterwards he loved it, and, you know, he went out and bought one, and I've had to spend 10-15 minutes every single day on my knees in the morning. Awkward times now, but it's true. Not that he won't start a workout, but as long as we have time, we always start using the gun. And you know, he says it's night and day for him, because he trains early in the morning, so when he wakes up, he's a little stiff. And then when we use the gun before we get into any specific foam rolling work, we get into the warm up, and then we, after we go through his general warm up and specific warm up, we might even go back and use the gun again on specific areas. So
of course,
it's a great tool that's should be used, but should be used properly, just like anything else, right?
Yeah.
At least if you want to get the most out of it.
Now let me ask you about the feet.
Yeah.
Using it on your feet. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts to that?
I love it.
You love feet?
I love it on personal use, and just actually, I actually use it on one of my personal clients on Sundays. And the sole reason I use it is to relieve a lot of that. It's not even muscle tension, it's more the fascial tension.
Fascia, yeah.
Yeah, so you can break up a little bit of like the gunk and the fascia and everything that's holding together the muscles, holding together the tendons and the ligaments in between. You can break a little bit of that gunk up, and you get more movement out of there, you get a little bit more stimulus for the same thing. And your feet have the most nerves in your body besides your hands, if not more than your hands.
Right.
And that's a great way to wake up the rest of the system. A lot of people will use it for like stroke patients or people who have spinal injuries who don't have as much activation of their lower limbs. You can just gun their feet, or you can hit their feet with pebble stones, make them step on that. And that sends signals through the whole nervous system back up to the spine. So I like it for simple use on a client to get their feet opened up, or real difficult use, like something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never personally used it on somebody's feet, but I think that's it's a great point that it could be used for a variety of different reasons. But the feet are very, not underutilized, but are ignored by most people.
Absolutely.
Right? And the gun could be a great way. The massage gun could be a great way, especially if you're doing a lower body day.
Of course.
You know the difference when you get your feet and ankles warmed up properly and loosened up properly, you know, versus not when you're doing squats and lunges and deadlifts.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the contact point with the ground. But most people, you know, they neglect their feet, and then you stick them on a lacrosse ball, and they step on a lacrosse ball, and they go
and
through the roof.
Because in pain. Oh, yeah.
So this is a great way to get the same benefits without, you know, saying to somebody, go step on a lacrosse ball and be in pain for, you know, 5 minutes or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a really – Christina did my feet the other day. And
it's
it
real
was,
opening
It
feeling.
Was such a crazy sensation for, like, the next 10 minutes while I was walking around. Like, like everything just felt – yeah, just energized. It was a very odd but, like – exciting, may I say, feeling for my leg.
Learning
it was just like a tinkling
workout.
Through going, yeah, it was really awesome. And then I just started to think about people who are on their feet all day. You know, again, you wear the wrong shoes. It's probably just a great place to start for with anybody, really.
Absolutely. And another thing is, especially about the feet, you got to think that's where your blood pools. If you're more likely to pull anywhere, it's going to pull on your feet and bottom towards your ankles. And having that ability to get more blood flow going to there is going to force the old blood flow out. So you're getting stuff flushed out of your system
like
as well.
Like a rejuvenation of
you're,
blood flow.
You're rejuvenating
down there.
The bottom half of your body now.
Oh, I like this.
They say it, or I've heard, that your feet could potentially have close to the same capabilities as your hands, you know, except you have shorter
I mean, I
sit stubs, but we just don't use them to the extent that we should because we wear shoes.
Now my girlfriend hates me because I sit there and I pick up everything with my feet.
You
at my
too. You're weird. Like,
I can pick up lacrosse balls. I can pick up a baseball with my foot, and I can sit there and grasp around it. I'll pick up branches in my backyard.
But you've worked on that.
I've worked on it. My toes spread almost as wide as my hands do nowadays.
Right, but we're technically supposed to be able to do that.
Of course,
we've just been so programmed and conditioned to be in shoes that we've lost that over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so as weird as that is, it shouldn't be weird.
Right.
But it's still weird.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I use my toe spreaders every day.
Yeah.
My toe spreaders, I got my open toe shoes.
Do you work in the toe spreaders? Like, when you're coaching on the floor?
I have a couple of times.
Okay.
And it's inside your shoe?
It's inside my socks and everything, too. Okay. It's a little uncomfortable after a couple hours, even to this day. I still use them maybe, like, 30 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on the day. Like, if I'm walking around my neighborhood, I'll put them on, put my slides on, and just go.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've used them at work. Gets a little crampy in there.
Yeah, I've seen you walk around in those.
Yeah.
Like, when a shift's over or whatever.
I love them for my workouts. Every workout I've used them on has been significantly better, especially lower body, even on bench press days. Like, my bench felt better when I was doing it. I can grip the floor. I can ground myself.
Mm-hmm.
They're really important.
How long did it take you to get used to using that, though? Because that's got to be a weird feeling.
It took about 2 weeks, 3 weeks at least. And that's just to get comfortable for more than 30 minutes to an hour.
Right.
And your feet are sore after using it. It's almost like a workout.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, more power to you. We'll keep us updated with your feet.
Yes. Of course.
Feet exercises.
Anyone has any feet pictures they would like to send in?
Yes. We should do...
John Esposito.
Yeah. We should do some before and afters of pictures of your feet.
Yeah.
Put it up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the one thing I noticed. The more I do that stuff, there's so many veins in my feet.
You have veiny feet.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's like my forearms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it gets that bad.
I got a couple veins in the top of my feet.
Don't look at me. I'm trying not to say anything.
But back to gunning.
let's get back to the topic at hand. So one more point that I want to just talk about is that it's the thing I really like about the massage gun is you don't need like a degree and going to school like you would with massage like therapists, right? Because it's not as invasive. You're not going deeper than essentially the fascia and then a little bit of muscle on top. And, you know, so it's something that as long as you have a knowledge of anatomy, you know points, like bony points and structures and how the musculature connects and moves and whatnot, you could essentially use a massage gun successfully.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I've even taught some of our clients how to use it on their like significant other just by like, here, look, avoid this point, put your finger there and hold your finger there. And now you have the entire time you're gunning.
Right.
Don't touch that point.
Right.
And then you can touch here. Put two fingers on. Whenever I gun people, I always have two or three fingers on certain points.
Right.
Hit those. They're my guides.
Right.
Does the gun tell you when there's a knot?
Oh, you'll know.
Does it like vibrate a certain way?
Kind of like bounce a little harder. I don't know if anybody heard that, but it'll bounce a little bit harder.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll give it a little...
So you might not be aware of something, but that gun's going to find it.
Yeah, it'll feel kind of like it's going through like a putty more than it's going like a... you'll feel the skin kind of putty, skin, putty. Oh, okay. It's a little resistant.
Yeah, and it'll definitely help with knots, but again, it's not going to break it up like a, quote-unquote, break it up like a massage therapist would digging into it. It's just going to help promote some blood flow to that area and help...
Absolutely.
Stimulate it and hopefully loosen the knot up a little bit. It's a lot safer to be used in a gym setting like this.
Of course.
Because you don't need somebody digging in trying to get that knot. It's not used that way. So.
And now a really interesting thing about it too is you can use it with active movement. You don't have to be still. So people will do like the controlled articulated rotation CARs. Mm-hmm. And they'll sit there and they'll gun their pecs while going through a shoulder car, or they'll gun their delts to turn that off to get that range of motion. I've done it with my hips since my hips are starting to get so tight. I'll gun the outside of my hip while going through a hip car, and you can feel the resistance of that movement just going down a little bit. It's just enough to get that extra bit. But that's because I'm utilizing with movement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gunning, moving, getting blood flow in the area, but getting muscle activated as well rather than turning off.
Right. Yeah, there's so many great applications to it, to training. And, if your goal is aesthetics or weight loss or, any of that range, the gun still should be thought of as a tool that will help you get there.
Of course, can't get bigger if you don't have range of motion.
Right. You got to be able to move. Again, whether you're trying to lose weight or gain weight, gain muscle, you got to be able to move. So it's really applicable to anybody from college, high school athletes to, you know, 80-year-old. I don't know if I'd use it on an 80-year-old, but I guess it depends on the person.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really a safe and effective tool that I'm happy it's become popularized. And I'm happy that,
absolutely,
you know, we could provide for our clients in here too.
Now, I would say one note for people at home.
Yeah.
Don't overdo it and don't overpressure, because you can do the exact opposite. You can actually make muscles re-stiffen, mm-hmm, because they get too much percussive therapy.
Right.
So if they get hit too hard, too much, you're basically causing small bruises. If you sit there and gun hard and you dig into your muscles, you're causing small bruises, and the small bruises are going to make the muscle stiffen up, tense up, and you'll lose all that effect.
Right.
You go backwards.
Yeah.
Right.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a great point.
Yeah.
And again, it just, you know, brings home the point of you got to know what you're doing, work with a professional. Don't just find the popular fitness thing and go buy one and start using it.
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, use it improperly, then you can end up getting the opposite of what you're actually looking for.
Of course.
Anything else you guys want to finish up on? Anything? Any last thoughts?
No, just be responsible with your massage gun.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overdo it.
Yep. And if you're pregnant, what is it, 7 centimeters? You could use it to dilate. Is that what it is?
You can use it to massage the local area. You can use it to massage the local area after 7 centimeters of dilation.
There you go. So all of our pregnant, you know, listeners out there, John is offering a service to help you have your kid. So, no, but I mean, that is interesting, right? Because that, you know, it's working with internal aspects, right? So it's something that's an external stimulant, whatever you want to call it. That's you know, helping with. You know, not just working out, but so it shows how your body responds to that. Right? So,
of course.
All right. Any other final notes, thoughts?
I think that's it.
I think I'm good.
We
covered it all.
Cool. John, thanks for coming on again and discussing the gun. The
absolutely.
Gun therapy gun.
Massage
the
percussion
therapy. Can help.
Massage gun therapy. The percussion therapy gun, right?
We're going to get him a little holster.
That's a great idea.
When you're on the floor and you're like, ow, be like, hang on.
That's a great idea.
Hold right there and he'll just...
It's a great idea. We're going to have to work on that.
Okay. Yeah. Let's invent that.
Yeah. There you go. The massage gun holster.
Yeah. We could look like one of those 4-year-olds that got the phone
and
clip.
He has a belt, just like a cop where it's got the different attachments. Mm-hmm. So he's just like.
Oh, I was thinking more like spurs and like a cowboy hat.
Oh, like
quick draw.
You need the vest.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Whatever.
Mini band in one pocket.
Mm-hmm. We're changing the game of fitness
right here, folks.
Are.
Things are really happening.
Yeah. All right. So. I forgot to ask you guys for some reviews. I almost closed this. Can you please just give us some reviews?
Yeah, we know you're listening.
We know you're listening. And actually, we have a bunch of 5-star reviews, but only 4 written reviews. So I appreciate people giving the 5-star. I really appreciate that. But you, for us to really get impacted in a positive way by that, we need that comment. So even if it's just like, yeah, their voices are sexy. 5 stars. Mm-hmm. That's all we need. We just need like a one liner. Doesn't have to be crazy, but it would really help us boost our rankings and reach more people. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So one of these days when we get some written reviews, I'll do a review contest and we'll give away some shirts or swags or whatever.
There we go.
But we need some written reviews for that. So please give us a written review and share the show with your friends and family.
Yeah. If you want some feet pictures,
pictures,
if you want John to analyze your feet or anything,
yep, John's Instagram handle will be in the link. You could DM him there.
Johnny Feets 27.
Yeah, there you go. And he'll be happy to respond back quickly.
Awesome.
But until next time, until next week, guys, thank you and be well.